Susan Curry, SUSANCURRY, 9:15:59. Chief complaint, cough. Number 2, congestion. Number 4, tiredness. Number 5, leg pain. Next number is knee pain. Next number is severe muscle leg. Next number is arm pain. Next number is history of fatty / sclerotic liver. Next number is history of carotid stenosis. Next number, history of cirrhosis due to alcohol. Next number, follow-up of carotid stenosis. Our patient is a 62-year-old woman, married 28 years to her husband, who's 14 years older. She used to work for the school district here in town for 25 years or more. She's retired since then. She comes in today with cough, congestion, leg pain, arm pain, feeling weak, nausea, history of liver disease because of alcohol. She's no longer drinking alcohol. Also cough, congestion, sputum production, and swelling in the neck. She's also concerned about the fact that she had carotid stenosis before. Immunization, doesn't believe in COVID immunization, has never been immunized. COVID test is negative, by the way. Social, she does, smokes 4 cigarettes a day, no alcohol, no period. Since age 50, 12 years ago, allergy, poison ivy, poison oaks. Medical problems, insomnia, obesity, neuropathy, liver disease, surgery, right shoulder surgery, right neck surgery. Family history, coronary artery disease, maintenance, mammogram, colonoscopy, both up to date. She weighs 199 pounds, which is 4 pounds from a year ago. Heart, positive, some positive, stood, tachycardic, lungs, bronchi, coarse breath sounds, abdomen soft, TMs are red, posterior pharynx is red, inflamed, electrical non-focal, low extremity shows, no demochondral cyanosis, skin shows no rash. Assessment, number 1, chest x-ray shows interstitial pneumonia. Number 2, COVID-19 is negative. Number 3, Z-Pak, Medrol, Dospak, Rocephin, a gram, Decadron, 10 milligram. Number 4, lots of liquid. Number 5, return in 48 hours. Number 6, if it gets worse, go to the emergency room right away. Number 7, meds reviewed before interaction with antibiotics. Number 8, history of carotid stenosis. There's still same amount of stenosis present with no significant change. Next one is alcoholic liver disease. No change in her appearance of the liver. Next one is peripheral vascular disease in the lower legs. Next one is no sign of DVT in the lower legs. Next one is thyroid is not different in appearance. Next number, the calcification appears to be worse on the left side in the carotid. Next was anterior lymphadenopathy consistent with the sinusitis. Next number, recheck liver, sun, ultrasound, and blood work in 6 months. Next one, she needs to have blood work done, but she wants to hold off to do that on Friday. She doesn't feel good enough to do that right now. Next number, at one time she had an abdominal MRI, which was consistent with cirrhosis and ascites. I do not see any evidence of ascites at this time. This is the gallbladder distension that was noted previously appears to be gone at this time. No gallstones or polyps noted. Also, the MRI showed the very small 1 3x3, 1 4x4 lesions about the pancreas. I do not see those lesions on the ultrasound or anything that appears to be bigger in nature or in under the ultrasound today. Thank you.